That's different than that?
Huh?
It's different?
Yeah, it's different. It's audio, it's video.
Okay.
Push.
You tell me. You ready?
Come on, man. Perfect, yeah.
Okay. Once again, I'd like to thank the Kaila for, bringing me back here, giving me a vacation in the middle of the winter. It's good to have a Shaychis again. We've done this over Zoom a number of times, but it's good to be connected live to reignite that connection. With dealing with what we call Vadim, so the mail of a Vad is that we can have small bites, have time to process in between bite and then the next bite. We did it last time, I think, or every 2 weeks apart or something like that, which was good. Able to percolate, think about it, and then again, another bite. And so basically, it's a binyan that we're building one floor at a time. And then Yad Hashem, at the end, the last Vad, is like a combination of all the Vadim together, and there's a message, there's a take-home, something that we could learn from and apply. But even every step of the way really helps pnimius. It really helps us to get a better, deeper understanding of what's Mamari Chazal, deeper understanding of what's going on in the world, deeper understanding of our Avoda, our connection with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So even though it might not be so Mamish practical, like, you know, whatever, Davin and Siyashri like this, but it should change your perspective in life. We should get an appreciation, a deeper perspective of what's going on. You've given a Vad on Golas before, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to do another one on Golas right now. Sereb Batavis is Friday, Mitzvah Shem. So we figure we'll start with another Indian of Golas. It should probably be about a three-time Vad, whatever, three sessions to this. And Mitzvah Shem will hopefully have a very enlightening takeaway. We should be able to understand better what this Golas is all about, understand better the keys of the Geula to this Golas, and finally, hopefully, we'll get a better appreciation of who we are and what role we play in this Golas Geula dynamic. Let's just start off. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadikhesim Ebe is a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Shal Talmidav Yisrabalaza, Talmidav Yisrabalaza, Maya Atza Odom, what should a person do v'yinotzo mechev l'shom Mashiach? What should a person do to be able to be speared from the birth pangs of Mashiach? That's the Chevli Mashiach, is the intensity of the Golas. Right before the Golas collapses and the Gula is ushered in, there's going to be that intensity, that tzara type of a tekufa. So what should a person do to be able to be speared that tzara? And the Gemara says, Ya'asik b'teir u'b'gmilis kasadim. That's what Rabbi Elazar answered his Talmidim. You should be Ya'asik b'teir u'b'gmilis kasadim. So the key is 2 points, Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. That's to spear us from Chevle Mashiach. Why are these two new components the key to spear Chevle Mashiach? It's not Kiyah Shaifa, it's not Lulav, it's not Tzitzis, it's not. Why is it Dafka Torah and Gemilas Chasadim that's going to spear us from Chevle Mashiach? That's the Shaila. So Kipshutai, on the surface for sure, Torah is a Gevaldik, Torah is Megan. Megan or Matzah, the Gemara in Saita says, it's Megan on everything. So Sheitzak is going to be Megan on any Tzara that Shalei Tavai of Klal Yisrael, including Chevli Mashiach. Gemilas Chasadim also has its Milas, and Kipshuta Gemilas Chasadim also has a Mila to spear from the Tzara of this Golas. It's Mavul like that in Baba Basra, on Daf Tesam at Aleph. The Gemara learns out, Vayu Mas at Tzedakah Shalom, Vavidus at Tzedakah Ashkel, Vavetach at Oilam, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, to which the Gemara darshins, if you're loy zacha, then it'll be anim merudim tavi bayis. If it Mas at Tzedakah Shalom, if you have a full, everyone kafim adjei gosa in his chesed and his tzedakah, then it will be good. Hashkel Vavetach, then we'll be calm and cool. We don't have any tzaras of our golas. But if not, v'aniyim merudim tavi bayis, which Rashi explains, who are these aniyim merudim that we're referring to? Zu memsheles roimi, This is the Memshala of Raimi. That's the galus that we're in. Shetzeek is tamid havu havu shein srikhan. They constantly are challenging Klai Yisrael, taking away Klai Yisrael's money. That's the vanim merudim tavi bayis. And then Rava tells Lumenei Mechuzi, he instructs them, b'metusu minayichu, he's begging them, b'metusu minayichu, usu b'hadei adadi, make sure that you give tzedakah to each other, make sure you give enough, ki heichid de'lahavi l'chushlame b'malchus, in order that there be shalom malchus. Shalom malchus doesn't mean you set up politicians, shalom malchus doesn't mean that you bribe them, shalom malchus doesn't mean that you get good with them, shalom malchus is that you give tzedakah to one another. If a Klai Yisrael has tzedakah b'shalimusai, then they'll have shalom malchus. That's the key to shalom malchus. So you see from this Gemara, that tzedakah and chesed also has the ability to stave off the tzara of Roimi, to stave off the tzara of this galus. So that would be a pshat, and why Rabbi Elazar told Tamidim, Ma'yas Adam, Yenot Mechav L'Shul Mashiach, that should be Torah Gemilas Chasadim. But I think the Gemara is telling us something much deeper than that, much more profound, and we're going to have to develop it. Yet Hashem will walk away from today with the first shlav, an understanding in this Gemara, why Torah and Gemilas Chasadim are the two components, the ikka two nekudas that are necessary to be spared from Chevel Shal Mashiach. We mentioned the Gemara in Yuma, Tesam Abayz, in the past. I'm going to bring it out again. It's a very sadistic Gemara. But the Gemara says, in Bayis Rishon, they were caught on the Gimel Averis Kamuris, which was Gile Arayis, Shirkas Dam, and Aveda Zara. And in Bayis Sheni, they had the Chet of Sinas Chinam. Bayis Rishon had its set of problems, its set of Averis, and Bayis Sheni had its problem called Sinas Chinam / Lashon Hara. But that is the problem of Bayis Sheni. Many of the Sfarim, the Maral, the Sfasemes, the Goyin, in a number of places, many Bali Makshavas say that Klapi the Chatoim that Klai Yisrael had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu subjected them to Golus. We mentioned this Yisrael before. So for example, Klapi the Chet of Avodah Zarah, Klai Yisrael was subject to Bavel, Golus Bavel, which is Miyuchud to the Chet of Avodah Zarah. There had to be Nebuchadnezzar was goyder, they had to bow down to the Tzelem and Bikas Dura, which is the Indian of Avodah Zarah. Klapi the Chet of Shvichas Damim, they were subjected to the Golus of Modai, which the Einish was Lashman Lara Galabig, which is Shvichas Damim. The tikkun to that Golus means the tikkun to the Chet of Shvichas Damim is to be subjected to a Golus of Shvichas Damim. So they went through that process of Shvichas Damim of Modai. The third chet was Gile Arayis, to which they were subjected to the Golus of Yavon, which Yavon stands for Gile Arayis. Rashi and Shabbos, a very known Rashi, everyone quotes it, that was called Besulus Ibola Tafsa Tchila. They had to have, the Kalis had to have a Be'ila, to live with the Hegmon, the mayor, general, whatever you want to call it, the leader of the city at the time. So it was a chet of Gila Arayis, it was subjected to a golus of Gila Arayis. And it wasn't just Lehegman Tchila, they also were geyza on the Isha not to go to a mikvah, and they said that anyone who sees an Isha going to mikvah has the right to kill her, and has a right to, the husband gets killed and has the right to take over the wife and marry the wife. Alexander Mukdim, which was the Roish, the Rishon of Golas Yavan, he himself was a Mamza. Bekitzer, its Bechina of Yavan was Gilei Arayis. Memele, if Klai Yisrael was Choyte in Gilei Arayis, they were subjected to the Golas of Gilei Arayis. And finally, in the second Beis HaMikdash, where they were Choyte in Sinas Chinam, they were subjected to the Golas of Edoim, which is the Golas of Sinas Chinam. B'yaduah Esav Sinas Yaakov. It doesn't need a reason why. B'yaduah Esav Sinas Yaakov. Look at this past year. What happened? All the anti-Semitism raised its ugly head in so many areas, from the school campuses to the politicians to the governments from across the world. B'yaduah Esav Sinas Yaakov. So because of Sinas Chinam that we committed during Bayis Sheni, we were subjected to the Golus of Sinas Chinam, which is Esav. That's according to Chazal, very simple, laying down the Yesodis. So our Golus is a Golus of Sinas Chinam. Now the problem is, Rabbi Yisai, that is a Zoya that says not like that. The Zoya Chodesh, Mashmois and other Zoyas like that as well, but the Zoya Chodesh in Bereshit says that our Golus is Nasa Bishvil Bitul Torah. The reason we have Golus, Revi, this Golus that we find ourselves in, is not because it's in the Chinam, but rather it's because of Bitul Torah. And the Shaila is, how do we reconcile the two Gemaras, the two Mamari Chazal, I should say? Our Gemara says that it's our Sinas Chinam, and the Zohar is telling us it's because of Bitul Torah. And Sinas Chinam and Bitul Torah, look, have no shakas to each other. So what's Prat? Is it because of Sinas Chinam or because of Bitul Torah? To make matters more complicated, is that the Zohar himself, in a different place, Zohar Chodesh, in Vayesha, says it's because of Sinas Chinam. That stems with our Gemara and Yuma. So now we have a steer Zohar. Is it because of Bitul Torah, or is it because of Sinas Chinam? And there's a very yesodistic question, and this will get us an insight of what our Golus is all about. So what I'd like to suggest is that the truth is both are right. Klai Yisrael had a chet of Sinas Chinam, and Klai Yisrael had a chet of Bitul Torah. But it's two different segments of Klai Yisrael. We know that Klai Yisrael were divided between Yehuda and Yosef, between Aseres HaShvatim and Yehuda Minyamin. There's two divisions, two segments to Klai Yisrael. So while in the first bias, all of them, both segments of Klai Yisrael committed the exact same Averis, set of Averis, those are the Gimel Averis Gamuris, by the Zohar, Gilaris, and Shri Kazdamim. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a distinction between the two. Yehuda committed Bitul Torah, and Yisrael committed Sinas Chinam. And Memeila, our Golus has to address both problems. Our Golus has to address a tikkun for Yehuda's chet of Bitul Torah, and has to address Yisrael's chet of Sinas Chinam. When Chazal says it's referring to Sinas Chinam, it's referring to the chelik of Yisrael. And when Klai Yisrael says it's Bitul Torah, it's because of Bitul Torah, it's referring to the chelik of Yehuda. Where am I coming from to make such something like this up? So I believe it's Mufush, a couple of psukim in Amos. In Amos it says like this, in Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, it says like this, Koy Amah Hashem, Al Shloisha Pisha Yehuda, The Pasuk distinguishes between Yehuda and Yisrael. Al Shloisha Pisha Yehuda, the three Pshayim of Yehuda were, and then Mefarshim explained with the Gimel Averis Gemurus, Val Arba Lo Yishevenu, but on the fourth one, I'm not going to be Meichel them. Al Mosam is Teres Hashem, because they despised the Teres Hashem. They were Mevato Teres. Someone is Mevato Teres, Oivakyu, Dva Hashem, Baza, Hikaris, Tikaris. They were Mevaza Hashem, the Mumavazir Torah. Mosem is Torah Hashem. That's going on Yehuda. Two psukim later, when it's referring to the Pishei Yisrael, we just said, laying it in the Haftarah, Pashas Vayesha. So it's very fresh to the Olam. There, the beginning of the Haftarah starts off, which is Pasuk Vav. Koyama Hashem, Oshloisha Pishei Yisrael, Valarba Lo Yishivenu. So the three Katoim were the exact same three katayim, the Gemara Averis Gemaras. But Arba Lo Yishevenu, what was the fourth one Lo Yishevenu? Mikram Bekesef Tzadik Ve'evin Bavon Alayim, which Chazal in numerous places says is going on Machiris Yosef, which was the Shayush of the Chet of Sinas Chinam. So here we see the Torah, the Pasuk economics itself, makes this distinction that the katayim of Yehuda, of the first bias was the Gimel Averis Gemaras, but of the second bias was because of Bitul Torah. Mashen Kein, when it comes to the Chatoim, the Pisha Yisrael, there, yes, Gimel Averis Gemaras were the same, but the last one, the fourth one, was different. This was because of Sinas Chinam. So we see Yehuda is the Chet of Bitul Torah, and Klai Yisrael is the Chet of Sinas Chinam. So Mameila, our Golus needs both components. Our Golus needs that we have to be subjected to a form of Sinas Chinam, and to a challenge to Limud HaTorah. And it challenges everything that goes around us, challenges for someone to be focused on learning. all the distractions that we have throughout the ages was against the bitter, all the tumah sheba'olam was against Torah, and that was the ghost that we find ourselves still in, because it's the chet that we did, Yehuda did, was bitter Torah. Memela, we have to be subjected to a galus of bitter Torah as well. So Rabbi Yisai, once we lay this down, that's mavur, that our galus has two components, bitter Torah and sinas chinam. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Shaul Talmidus Rav Elazar, what should we do? Mayasuk to be speared from Chavlo Shel Mashiach, what should we do? Yasuk b'Torah Gmilus Chasadim. Because that's why we're in this galus. We're in this galus because Torah and sinas chinam. Betul Torah and sinas chinam. So to correct those two components, you have to be Yasuk b'Torah, and you have to be Yasuk b'Gmilus Chasadim. And if we correct those two components, then we don't need Chavlo Shel Mashiach. What's the point of Chavlo Shel Mashiach? Chavlo Shel Mashiach is to arouse Klal Yisrael that we have the opportunity to usher in, to herald in the Geula, and Hashem's going to intensify the Galus to waken Klal Yisrael up to be able to intensify their avodah in Torah and Gemilus Chasadim. So we should be zeicher for a Geula. But someone who's being yasek b'Torah Gemilus Chasadim, someone who's doing that, doesn't need that wake-up call, doesn't need the Chavlo Shel Mashiach, is going to be spared that those Chavlo Shel Mashiach. Memela, you want to be spared from Chavlo Shel Mashiach, you have to be Yasek B'Torek Mitzvah Chasadim, because they are the two Nekudas of our Galus, against the Betor Torah of Yehuda, and against the Sinas Chinam of Yisrael. The Gemara Shabbos in Kufhei Omer Aleph, Rav Acha B'Yaakov says, David HaMelech said that Shimon ben Gera cursed him. Here, cursing doesn't mean just cursing. Cursing means belittling. He belittled David. He mamish took apart David. He belittled David. Kalala Nimretzes. And Zokta Gemara, Nimretzes is Natrikin. It's Rashi Tavis. And it stands for Noyifu. Shimi called David a Noyif. Moyevihu. Retzeachu, Tzererhu, and Toevehu. So that's Nimretzes. Noyav, Moyavi, Retzeach, Tzerer, and Toevehu. Sounds like five arbitrary terms. I mean, I could look up probably another 10 derogatory titles I could have named David. But Shimi chose these five. Dafka, Noyav, Moyav, Retzeach, Tzerer, and Toevehu. What's Pshat? Why do you have these five for? What's the Nekuda? So I would like to suggest that if you look at these titles, all these terms reflect the five Bechinas of Galus. Noyifu, that's Gilei Arayis. Moyavihu is Avodah Zarah. He's a Moyavis. Stapeach Benachlas Hashem is Moyavihu. It's Avodah Zarah. Ritzeachu, that's Shvichas Domim. Tzoyrerhu, that's Sinas Chinam. The Malbim says that Tzered means the Lashon HaSinah. So when you fight, but you fight out of animosity, that's a Tzered. That's a Tzered. You can have an Oyev, but a Tzered is one who's fighting out of Sinah. That is a Tzered. So Tzered is Sinas Chinam. Toyevahu is Bitul Torah. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chav Chesa, Pasuk Tes, Mesa Ozna Mishmeya Torah, Gam tefila also toeva. Not only is his Torah toeva, but his tefila is also toeva. Someone who's meza oza mishmeya Torah, someone who refuses to hear Torah. Someone's giving a shir and he steps out. Someone's giving a shir and he starts to chalila, like be preoccupied with something else. I don't know, his phone or whatever it might be. So he's a toeva. He's meza oza mishmeya Torah. That's toeva. That's toeva. Bitul Torah is a Toeva, and it makes his whole life a Toeva. His learning is a Toeva, his tefillah is Toeva. Because if he acts in a Bechina of Toeva, then everything he does is Toeva. Right? Someone who has a certain, he's a Baal Chesed, so then everything he does is with Chesed. Someone who's a Toeva, then everything he does is Toeva, has the imprint of Toeva. So his Torah is Toeva, his tefillah is Toeva, everything is Toeva because he's a Shtek Toeva. Bitul Torah is Toeva. So now look at what Shimei was being Mekalel David. He went through the five Bechinas, the five Chetoyim of our Galiyas. Our four galis comprise the five katayim. The three, first three, for the gimel gemayis gemuris, and the last galis, our galis, is for the last two: is bitter teira and sinas chinam. And he was being mevazihim on all five bechinas. What was the significance of this? What was he trying to convey by belittling David in these five areas? Because the tikkun hagomer, miyat Hashem, b'mehevri yemeinu, is Mashiach ben David, is Malchus beis David. And what Shimi was telling David is that, no, you're not the tikkun hagomer. You are lacking in every single area of galus. All the four galus, all the five components of these four galus, you don't have a tikkun on. You yourself, you are naif, you're a tzeik, you're mayavi, one by one. He hit him on every single area. This is a pshat I heard from my rabbi, is that that's what Shimi Menger is doing. He was being mekallel David, saying that, no, you're not Malchus beis David. And in fact, the famous Priskarov, Tzemi Malchus, it's Matudis, and he explains that because Dafka Malchus beis David has come from Shloima, and Shimi instead wanted to point Avshalom. He wanted to redirect Malchus beis David. That shouldn't be the Malchus beis David that we know of, because he felt that our Malchus beis David is not the key to the Geula. Memel, he belittled him on these five areas. Now, obviously Hashem held otherwise. No, David HaMelech is the tikkun HaGadol, is the tikkun HaGomer for all these five bechinas. But that's the Nekuda. There are five bechinas of Galias. The Gimel Averes Chamuris, Bilta Torah, and Sinas Chinam. Just want to end off Rabbi Isai on this first Shlav. Is now, let's just try to get a better understanding of Ishpizin. We have Zayin Ishpizin. Everyone knows, say every day, I know on Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron, Yosef and David. Five beautiful leaders that Klal Yisrael had, special leaders that Klal Yisrael had. But it sounds like they were singled out for a purpose. These seven represent something. And I'm going to show you that these seven represent the tikkun of our Galus. And let's just take it apart. Chazal, in a number of places, the Sfarim say that Avram Avinu was mesaken the chet of Avodah Zarah. He was koifer b'Avodah Zarah, and he was mesaken the chet of Avodah Zarah. Memele, he is the key. In his schus, Klal Yisrael had the geula from Galus Bavel. Yitzchak was Mesakin Shvichas Damim. He was Akedis Yitzchak. And Memel in his chus, we were Nigal from the Golas of Shvichas Damim, which is Golas Madai. Yaakov was Keneged Gilei Arayis, and it was in his chus. We know that Yaakov is Reishis Oinai. He had a total Shlita on his bris. He was the one who was Mesakin the Chet of Gilei Arayis. And it was in his chus that we went out of Golas Yavon. The Zohar Kodesh says that it was in the chus of Moshe Rabbeinu that we're going to come out of this Golas of Bittul Torah. This Golas is a Golas of Bittul Torah, that's what Zohar Kodesh said, like I mentioned before. And the chus of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Torah's Moshe, in the chus of the Torah of Moshe, we're going to have a Geula from this Golas. So I would like to add to this, perhaps, and suggest that goes well if our Golus is Golus of Bittul Torah. But what if our Golus is a Golus of Sinas Chinam? Right? Golus of Bittul Torah is Yehuda, but Golus of Sinas Chinam is Klal Yisrael. So Klapi, the Golus of Sinas Chinam, whose chus are we getting out of? And then I would like to suggest that that's Aaron HaKohen. We know that it was Roid of Shalom and Oiv Shalom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that it was, he made Shalom between Ish Lishtai, between Re'eyo, Mason Shalom, Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. So is the schus of Aaron, perhaps, that we're going to have a schus to come out of this galus of Sinas Chinam? In other words, if you look at it, about, it was the Ovis HaKadoshim that got us out of the first three galus. It's Mietchem Moshe and Aaron that are going to get us out of this galus of Bitotay and Sinas Chinam. And it's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David that's going to actually realize the Geula. It's going to bring in, herald in the Geula. So these seven Ushpizin, collectively, it's in their schus that we're going to have a Gula Shleim. It's in their schus that we're going to have a Gula from all the Bechinas of all the Gullias that Klal Yisrael was subjected to. And it's mavul like that in Ramchal in a number of places. And just to end off, it's really l'chera zoya, the zoya nashmat is in Breishis, which Samach Aleph on my base, says like this, d'biginei hoin d'shiva tzadikaya, because of these shiva tzadikim, zamin kutcha b'ruchu la'abro l'chol umin da'alma, because we're going to make all the umas ha'ilam disappear, remove from the world, we will never have tzaras from them again. But Mary of Menu should be zeicha to the gula shleim and the schus of the zayin l'shbizin, which we talk about zeicha to the gula shleim of b'meira. Shkoyek for listening.